an important new book that exposes the un-campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this con better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Johnson, we're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused, and the board of directors of NC has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problem and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern, and the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This underneath a cold gray country sky, and while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
We are just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM, all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is Govern America. Today is July the 19th, where we will continue to document the crisis of our republic, state, and national autonomy. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I will be hosting without Darren this morning, while he is having a summer Saturday with his family. And in just a few minutes, I will be joined with Vicki Davis, who is not only one of the top researchers in the truth movement, but who is also a career systems analyst programmer. Now, I bring this up because Vicki understands the technical systems behind technocracy, how they interconnect to today's scientific evolutionary changes in our lives. Vicki Davis, in my opinion, is the national treasure. In fact, I recently told her that I thought she needed to start a school. Vicki performs, for lack of a better term, very, very deep research that enables all of us to really comprehend what is nearly incomprehensible for all of us who simply do not understand computer and system-driven, quote, functional sovereignty, unquote, something called micronations, city management, and holistically the global control of human beings, human activity, and nature. So, before I bring up Vicki, I want to refer you immediately to her website, channelingreality.com. Again, channelingreality.com. And very specifically to one of her articles titled Smart Meters, The Rest of the Story. Now, we're not going to just talk about smart meters. we're going to talk about technocracy, what that really means, and what it means to be controlled by computer systems. That is something that we really cannot comprehend, particularly true for people probably age 40 and above. It's a very different world. It's very frightening. It's very stupid. But it is our reality. And we're going to talk about this, in a number of ways. Whenever Vicki is with us, I strongly suggest note taking. Take notes. I would like to see you all bring up this article, which is actually in 11 parts. It's called Smart Meters, The Rest of the Story, on channelingreality.com, which is Vicki's website. Now, before I bring her up, let me mention just a few headlines of the week. More than 200 people sickened after swimming in a Washington lake. Meanwhile, Washington wildfires are destroying about 100 homes. Now, if you're over here in the midsections of the country, you know that we've been experiencing ridiculously chilly weather for, you know, mid to late July. Well, of course, the West Coast is turning into a dust bowl, drying up, too hot, no rain, no water. Very, very interesting. Another headline, very interesting, nuclear waste dump on the shores of the Great Lakes. Really, if you know anything about the WIP around the Carlsbad area in New Mexico, the WIP nuclear accident, how'd you like to have that on the Great Lakes, you know, one of the, you know, the world's largest freshwater supply? We have an article that I encourage you to look at. It's up on the site now, governamerica.com, where the real inflation is. That's something worth looking at. Now, there is also an article that I posted this morning, and I wasn't really sure that I should post it, but I did anyway. And it's called I'm Not Taking Sides on Slaughter. And it's a young man who goes on about a 7-minute rant, and I thought it was profound. And if you're sensitive to language, don't listen to it. It is a rant, but I think that it's worth listening to. I agree with almost everything that he says, and it saddened me to see this young person dealing, taking this on, these constant wars, and, you know, how it makes people feel. What he did say, however, is don't involve yourself in it, and we said, Darren and I certainly agree on that. We also have the issue in the Ukraine, the Malaysian plane that was shot down, whole lot of controversy over that issue. Perhaps it was an attempt to assassinate Putin. Perhaps, you know, I certainly it's a false flag because they all are. It's something that we're going to talk about, and we're also going to talk about with Vicki in terms of technocracy. Some really, really interesting information that she has there. We also have the issue of the, illegal immigrant children coming into the country. This is something that absolutely tears me up because of, number one, what's happening to them. We've got gang members waiting to get them into gangs, waiting at the door, literally, the border door. And we also have these children being carted all over the country and dumped. It's unbelievable. It's unconscionable to me. Just unconscionable. We've got earthquakes shaking, rattling, and rolling half of the United States. Thank you, fracking. And we also have another interesting headline to me was apparently doctors are very, very concerned about the illegal immigrant children beginning schools this fall and health concerns because they're coming in with a lot of diseases. We've mentioned before many of these children have never seen a doctor. They have there's a lot of illnesses coming with these children, and so apparently we've got concerns about the beginning of the school year this year for the American children. We also have an interesting headline called "The Electric Grid May Be the Next War's Battlefield." Again, very important with Vicki. We need to take a break. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com.
Govern America, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, let me just throw a couple of more headlines at you before I bring Vicki up. This was interesting. Warren Buffett apparently is backing a company that is to build Chinese cars in the U.S. Volvo is going to bring Chinese cars to the U.S. and something called the Geely, which is apparently a Chinese car, in 2016. Will be made. So apparently, since GM is now all over China, China is going to be building cars for us. And, of course, we have the situation in Israel. As Israel overruns Gaza, tanks are ordered to, this is a quote, open fire on anything that moves. Lovely, fantastic, just great, unbelievable. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of war. There's a lot of changes. We have the country being flooded with what we're hearing about are the people from Central America and from Mexico as well. But you know what's interesting, people, is what they don't talk about are all the other immigrants. They don't talk about the people flooding the country. The immigrants from the Mideast, from all of the European countries, from Australia, from Asia, from Japan, from China, from Malaysia. And so we don't even get a real picture of the internationalizing of the United States. We get now, what we're hearing about now are all the children coming up from Guatemala and other Central American countries. They predict about 100,000 of them by the year's end, just from the Central American countries. But what they're not talking about are all of the other immigrants. 90%, no, I believe it was 80% of all real estate bought last year in California, I read, was purchased by the Chinese. Most of the real estate in New York is now owned by the Chinese and the Russians. That's interesting news. And so while we are focused upon the Central American and Mexican immigration issues, what we're not told is about all of the other immigrants coming in as well, many of which being paid to do so. If you bring your money here and you start a company here, I believe if you bring like $1 million with you, you simply get your rights to stay here and even to citizenship. We're not hearing about any of that stuff. So, on that note, I want to bring up Vicki Davis. Vicki, welcome to Govern America. Thank you for coming back.
Hi, Nancy. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Vicki, I got on your website last night. And I read an 11-part article. It took me about 2 hours to take it all in. And I sent you off an email, and I told you I was sick to my stomach. And every time I read your work, Vicki, number one, I realize how much I don't know. And number two, more of the enormity of this thing, it hits me, and it does. It makes me sick. But you know, Vicki, what was so fascinating after reading the article? The article, by the way, that I read is called "Smart Meters: The Rest of the Story." What I realized was, and the article is about much, much more than smart meters. It's about technocracies. It's about technology. It's about control mechanisms. And it's about new systems that run what you refer to as functional sovereignty, what other people refer to as micronations. We refer to it often as regional entities. But what it really is, Vicki, it's the global control
of human beings and human activity and nature through scientific computer operations, and it's overwhelming, Vicki. It's overwhelming.
Yeah, it really is. I guess the reason why I did that, why I wrote that piece, is because we look at the world through, as we were brought up to believe that it exists. We look at the government of the United States as we think it is, when actually what's been going on since probably the late 1940s is a redesign and reorganization of our government, integrating it into a new international system of governing. So we don't have the government that we think we have.
Right.
And so, and you know, people can read that, just that statement, and they can know that, but unless you see how it's actually been done, step by step, then it doesn't really become real. And so what I try to do is to make it real to people.
Well, you know, and you do. And you literally do have the gift of gab. And, you know, on the radio to help us to understand this thing. And I really think that a part of the reason why is because you were a career systems analyst programmer. And so you understand the technology that has been used to redesign and reorganize government and the way we live.
Yeah.
And work.
And more important than the technology, I think, in many ways, is the process of conversion from one system to another system, because that's what's happening. They're converting our system of government, the American government, to a different form of international governance. It's an entirely different system. But when you convert from one system to another system, it's a step-by-step process that has to be phased in over time, because you can't just flip a switch and say, okay, now we're doing something different. Many, many things have to change, and it's an evolutionary process. And so, you know,
but where do we begin to process this thing? Oh, we got to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. Already up for strength. All right, we'll come back to that, where we begin, as soon as the break is over. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Govern America. We'll be right back.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan, here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Well, World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Alrighty, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back. Vicki, let's keep going about this process that you discussed, the process of conversion. Where do we begin with this?
Okay, well, why don't we start with me just telling everybody what the plan is for the international system.
Okay.
And then we can backtrack in and see how we're getting there.
Okay,
the idea is right now the organization of the world is in nation states, bounded by, it's a geographically based system with borders and nation states, and the nation states govern over the territory within their borders. The new international order is going to be a world of rather than based on geography, it will be based on economy. And so when you look at the world from the point of view of economy, what you're looking at, of course, are the economic hubs, the global economic hubs, which are the large cities, Chicago, New York City, Paris, London. They are the economic hubs. In the new international order, they will be the primary units being dealt with at the international level. Nation states are decaying by design. And the conversion of the process of governing is evolutionary in that disintegration of the nation state. And the way that they are doing it is by implementing a system of functional sovereignty. Functional sovereignty is, pick a function, electricity, smart grid, which is what I was writing about. The production and delivery of electricity is an industry unit, okay? And what has been established is a functionally sovereign, self-governing system of utilities through an organization called NERC, the North American Electric, let me get the name of this thing. I should have had it up, but I didn't. Sorry about that.
Okay. NERC is the people that were doing the grid drills.
The North American Electric Reliability Council. Okay, and that's an organization of electric utilities and the businesses that are related to it, that supply it, all the suppliers and so forth. And that is a functionally sovereign unit. They make their own rules. They adjudicate their own rules. So it's a self-contained system just for the provision of electricity.
Now NERC specifically also, you need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, how powerful this self-governing system is in NERC, because they actually run the electrical grid for the U.S., Mexico, and Canada, or at least parts of Mexico and Canada.
That's correct.
They have a lot of power.
Well, they set the reliability standards, and they have enforcement capability. So they are an entity unto themselves in a functionally sovereign system. Okay, now, the system of functional sovereignty was first attempted by FDR in the 1930s with his National Industrial Recovery Act. But it was struck down by the Supreme Court. But they after some time has passed, then, of course, they're trying it again because these people never stop.
They never stop
with this conversion.
These self-governing systems like NERC, which is it's a corporation. So what we're talking about is individual, this is just electrical things with NERC. These are individual self-governing corporations that, are so all-encompassing that they control all of the electricity in our lives, correct?
Yes. Now, supposedly, their jurisdiction stops with the bulk power system. It's supposed to only be bulk power generation and the transmission grid. But, of course, electricity is a continuous system. It's a continuous flow from the generation clear to the service address, your home.
Right.
And so the jurisdictional boundaries are really logical. They're not physical, and there is no check and balance in the system. Okay? So essentially, you've been put under the governing control of an international organization that supposedly ensures the reliability of the electric system. Now, how did that happen? It happened through deregulation. Beginning in 1974, when they deregulated the AT&T. They broke up AT&T under what they said was deregulation. And making the nation's telecommunications grid, for lack of a better word, an open access system. meaning that the main trunk lines anybody could ultimately access. So they broke up the AT&T monopoly on telephone service. Well, they continued on with that breaking up the monopolies of our critical infrastructure, then beginning in 1983 when they deregulated gas pipelines. And they did the same thing with gas pipelines. They made the system an open access kind of system but this time what they did is to allow a system to be developed that they called a market. It's a virtual market in gas, natural gas. That's what Enron was doing. It was Ken Lay's idea to set up what he called a gas bank, which was really just a logical creation, a virtual creation of an artificial market in the commodity that was natural gas. Okay, they continued on with deregulation, then deregulating and breaking up our utility companies, making the electric transmission lines open access. And, of course, the reason for that was so that they could have renewable energy in feeds to the transmission grid. And it's the transmission grid that is governed by NERC.
All right, and so there is virtually no regulation on these self-regulating systems like NERC.
Right, exactly. Now they did say, it supposedly FERC, the Federal Electric Regulatory Commission, or whatever their name is supposedly overseeing the electric market in the United States, but just simply by virtue of the nature of organizational power, FERC has no real power, because where the governing authority resides, that's where the political and economic power resides. FERC is really just a facade.
And NERC is a three-nation self-governing system. So right there you can see how they brought us under the governing control of this international system.
Yes.
NERC is an international system because it gives the power grid to three nations.
Yes. To a nonprofit corporation that is supposed to operate in the interest of the public for the provision of electricity, but in fact it operates in the interest of the utility industry itself.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got to take a break here. We will be back in just a few minutes, and we are going to keep going because we're going to understand this process before this show is over today. So stay with us, sit tight, Govern America. We'll be right back.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Why does a U.S. orthodontist make more than some CEOs? You get that dental bill and you'll know. Implants, partial or full bridge, the kids need braces? Fractions of U.S. prices. Balloon angioplasty for heart patients in the U.S. is $50,000. Thailand, under $7,000. Heart bypass, joint and hip replacement, cancer, many procedures under the price of your Obamacare deductible and copay. Don't risk bankruptcy. Hit us up now. We'll show you how at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Nikki, you know, one of the consequences of a new international order that's based on economy and run by these self-governing international systems, such as NERC, is ongoing raised prices. For example, using NERC as the example, for electricity. I read in your article, Smart Meters, the rest of the story on channelingreality.com, lower electricity usage actually means higher electricity pricing. So if you're using your Energy Star appliances and you're using the little poisonous light bulbs that they want us to use, and you actually lower your electrical usage, your prices are going to go up. That is built into their system, is it not?
Yes, it is.
Isn't that amazing, Vicki?
Well, it is in the interest of the utility companies. The deal was made with the utility companies in the 1970s that if they participated in the efficient use of resources, this whole efficiency system, that they wouldn't lose money, because the utility companies, obviously, they made money through the sale of electricity. So anything that cuts back on the use of electricity, causes them to lose money. So the deal was made that they are guaranteed that they won't lose any money. Well, what that does, obviously, is that it puts the Public Utilities Commission in the power, political power position to be able to essentially control the economy through the price of electricity. They can mandate all kinds of efficiency measures that may or may not be efficient, but they drive up the price of electricity, which meets the goal of demand reduction, which supposedly conserves resources. Now, where did all of that start? Well, that all of that started back in 1956 with a guy named M. King Hubbert. He was a U.S. geologist who predicted that oil production in the lower 48 would peak at around 1970. And the whole idea of peak oil, when you change the electricity to the word energy, which is what they've done, they've included electricity in the generic concept of energy, then given this whole idea of peak oil, then we need to conserve all resources. And all of that began at the same time of the evolution of computer systems. And what computer systems do the best, what they actually exist for, is organization and efficiency of process. Okay, so in 1966, there was a guy named Kenneth Boulding, a U.S. economist, who published a paper called The Economics of Coming Spaceship Earth. And Boulding's paper was the first explicit application of the law of conservation of matter to describe the physical limits to growth. Later on, he wrote a paper in 1956 called General Systems Theory, the Skeleton of Science, that formed the basis of his later work on the environment and economy, which was conjugated to be ecology. Okay, so the whole the basis of the environmental movement was based on the idea of systems theory and conservation of resources using computer technology.
Well, you know, Vicki, one of the lies that we were all taught was that oil was the result of decayed plant and animal matter. You know, the dinosaurs became oil. The old plants, thousands and tens of thousands of years ago, became oil. When in fact, that's not really the truth. We don't know. It's probably more of a geological process. And they cannot possibly know how, you know, the whole peak oil thing. I think was a scam. I think that it gave birth, as you said, to the ecology movement, which gave birth to new taxes for us, new consequences for us. It gave birth to the new way that, you know, for instance, Agenda 21 has decided that we are going to live, and land confiscation and all types of things.
Yes. And if you think about, if you go back and you look at historically, in this conversion to an international system, they always had to have a storyline to tell the public. There has to be a reason to change things. Otherwise, people won't change. And so the limited resources, peak oil in particular, was essentially a propaganda campaign in order to justify the changes that they knew would be coming in this global international management system, which is precisely what it is. It is a technocratic management system where decisions are made at the global level. You have the functional sovereignty of industry segments, and you also have the NGOs and special interest groups that are supposed to represent the public interest, the local public interest, but of course they don't, because they are funded by the same industry functional organization that is controlling the industry. So it's like you have this monolithic system that is a solid block that you can't penetrate, and you have people who ostensibly speak for you, but they're not. And so as an individual, you're kind of a voice in the wilderness.
Okay, Vicki, let's talk about what does local interest mean in this new system?
Well, local interest would be, okay, for example, Idaho has a lot of rivers and a lot of water. Well, there are a couple of environmental groups that work with their interveners, with the Public Utilities Commission, to supposedly represent the interests of the environment and of the people. In fact, there's one group, the name of it escapes me, Northwest something or other, that represents over 100 supposedly grassroots organizations for people, supposedly represent the interests of people and the environment, that lobby the Public Utilities Commission and in order to have the utility company, protect whatever. In the case of Idaho, they want dams removed. And they currently, the EPA is now trying to take control of all of the water, including the water in our canals that serve as irrigation for the farmers.
Right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you know very well that this is going on in every state. We've had dam removals practically everywhere. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are coming up to the first hour break already. I cannot believe it. When we get back, we are going to continue on this mission to understand this international system based on economy, not on people, not on people's needs, not on people's health or welfare or their ability to make money. It is based on the economics of corporate growth and wealth and power. This is very, very important information, so I want you to all sit tight, stay with us. We will be back after the first hour news. Stay with us. Govern America. We'll be right back for hour 2.